Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 105. That is Psalms 119, verse 105. It reads as follows: Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I want to speak today on the topic, the right path. This scripture was given to GLC Ministries by God and is on our website homepage. It represents the importance of the Word of God and our mission to spread the Word. Now let's dive into this scripture. The first two words of this scripture states, Thy Word. What is meant by Thy Word? John, first chapter, first verse says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God is the Word. Without God, there is no Word. His written Word is the Bible. There is no other written Word of God. Some may argue this fact, but the truth will make you free. I mention this for a reason. If you are in a church that does not use the Bible as the Word of God, or their messages are not biblically based, leave that church. 1 Timothy 6, verses 3 and 5 states, These are the things you are to teach about and insist on, meaning the Word of God. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching, they are conceited and understand nothing. They have an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions, and constant friction between people of corrupt minds who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. Saints, God is not happy with people who are using His word as a platform for their own agenda. Amen. Let us continue. You can replace the word in this scripture with God and better understand the meaning. Here it goes. Thy word, or thy God, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That makes it even clearer. Now, what does the word lamp mean in this scripture? The word lamp, from its original Hebrew translation, means bright, clear with clarity. The word feet in the scripture means your Christian walk. Let me hit the Christian walk first. Our Christian walk has been full of speed bumps and potholes. We have been pulled in many directions by ourselves and by others. Sometimes we have reached a dead end where we feel that we are going nowhere, and our life has us in a bind. I am a witness to this, as I have had all these things happen to me personally. Now, let's be clear about something. If God is not on your path, then you are on the wrong path. I will give you some examples that perhaps you have experienced as well. Have you felt like you've had things under control and suddenly life gets in the way? Have you felt lost and alone during your walk with God? Have you lost friends and family due to your belief? Have you been told that you are headed in the wrong direction in your walk? Have you been given bad advice from people that you trusted? Have you become depressed due to your life situation? Have you felt like you are headed nowhere? If you can say yes to any of these questions, God has the answer that we need. God can lead you and us through life and give us direction. So thy word, or thy God, is a bright, clear with clarity aid to our Christian walk. Amen? Amen. Part two of this scripture states, and a light unto my path. The word light, from the original Hebrew translation, means to press or lead down, to be broken and caused to come down, to enter. Our path is our road to redemption and reconciliation with God. Let me discuss this part for clarity. We are human, and we are not God-like by nature. We received our salvation and started our walk with God through our relationship with Him. God wants to turn our human nature into His spiritual nature. For this to happen, we must become godly through Him. God must start the process of changing us. This is what the Lord wants for us. He wants to light our path or walk by giving us clear direction. He wants us to know Him. This is His will for all of us. He wants us to have bright sunny days instead of doom and gloom. He wants us to know our path. He wants us to know our clear path toward righteousness. He wants to walk with us by letting Him into our lives. He wants us to trust Him enough to let Him lead the way. He wants to remove our speed bumps and potholes to make our path smooth. He wants us to be able to have a happy, prosperous life right here and right now. Each of us have our own individual path that God decided before we were born. This path is to not only fulfill our purpose in life, but it is also the reason why God created us in the first place. Now let's think about that. You have a Christian walk and I have a Christian walk. I can't walk your Christian walk for you, and you can't walk my Christian walk for me. It's individual. God planned it that way. The problem has been people have been trying to walk someone else's walk or not walking their own. That's a problem. That's a big problem. But as I stated before, God decided before we were born what our individual walk or path would be. Thy word, or thy God, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Or thy God is a bright, clear, with clarity aid to my Christian walk and a way for us to be humbled by being changed and to be led by God down the path to righteousness so we can fulfill our purpose in life. Wow. That gives that scripture a whole different meaning. I've read this scripture many times. I'm sure you have too. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. But Christians, like I mentioned before, if God isn't on your path, you're on the wrong path. We need, whether we want to admit it or not, we're human and we need God. Our Christian walk is hard enough. It's hard because we allow it to be by not allowing God to be in our life. Our God is a bright, clear, with clarity, aid to our Christian walk. We should embrace that. It also says that it is a way for us to be humble by being changed and to be led by God. See, a light. God is a light on our path because He is our way on our path. We cannot do this path without God. And He wants to humble us by changing us so that we'll be humble enough to be led down this path by Him. And the path is the path to righteousness that He wants us all to have so we can fulfill our purpose in life. Saints, we have really, really missed the boat on this one. We've tried to walk this path on our own. We've gotten advice from other people about this path. We've ignored the signs that God's been trying to show us where He's saying, you know what? You need me on this path. You cannot do this by yourself. Your Christian walk is a walk with me. We always sing that song, just a closer walk with thee, remember? But unless we really have a walk with thee, we're not walking. You ever be on the treadmill? You're walking and walking and walking, but you ain't going nowhere. Amen. You're just walking in place. You walk and walk, and then, you know, after you walk for about 30 minutes, you're tired. Well, the same rule applies when you're on your Christian path. You can walk and walk and walk and grow weary because you're not going anywhere. Well, this scripture hopefully will clear up that matter for us to understand that God truly is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our feet and a light unto that path. Now I can understand what he was saying, but now I need to repent because I also have fallen short in this area. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you, Father, for this word. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much to correct us. You love us so much to lead us and guide us and to be a light unto our path, a lamp unto our feet. Father, in order for our Christian walk to be truly fulfilled, we need you in this walk, Lord. We cannot do this without you, Lord. Help us, Lord. We're tired of all the speed bumps and potholes of life. We're tired of walking on this treadmill, going nowhere fast. Father, we ask, Lord, that you help us on our path. Forgive us, O Lord. We repent for not allowing you to lead us on this path of righteousness. Help us, O Lord, to lay down ourselves, to humble ourselves, to allow you to do what's necessary for us to complete our path. Father, this is your purpose for all of us, and it's your perfect will. Help us to fulfill it, Lord. Father, I thank you for this word. May you be glorified in it. Thank you for using me, O Lord. Father, I pray that your word will go forth throughout the nations, the world. Father, I pray that they'll hear. Give them an ear to hear and a heart to receive this word. May you draw them to you, Almighty Father, and may you be glorified in everything. Father, we thank you for all things and ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.